testimonies. Several personalities make their critique on the book. Thus, Dr. Robert Fastighi, professor of systematic theology at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit, Michigan, writes that Pedro Gabriel displays the same admirable qualities found in his other writings, viz., careful research, clear argumentation, and charitable but cogent refutations of the false claims made by papal critics. For his part, Dr. Rodrigo Guerra Lopez, secretary of the Pontifical Commission for Latin America, remarked that Pedro Gabriel has succeeded in articulating an impassioned Catholic defense of the true tradition against its pseudo-traditionalist deformations. Nothing could be more timely to understand, once and for all, that the Holy Spirit has not gone on vacation and constantly assists all successors of Peter in leading and governing the Church. Rocco Buttiglione, member of the Pontifical Academy of Social Sciences and president of the Academy of Catholic Leaders, states that Peter Gabriel has the gift of giving transparent and honest answers to intricate questions. Now in this book he explains what Catholic tradition is. One of the plagues of the current discussion about the pontificate of Pope Francis are the traditionalists who do not know the tradition of the Church. To propose the same truth in a different context, facing a different culture and different challenges, it is not enough to repeat the same words. Words are always interpreted in context. The reader will find clear answers in language that is easy to understand and in which shines a fervent love for tradition and for the body of the incarnate Christ. In turn, Mike Lewis, co-founder and editor of the renowned website Where Peter Is, expresses that Dr. Gabriel engages directly with the arguments of radical traditionalists and offers a thorough response, leaving no stone unturned. The book emphasizes the Church's doctrines regarding the papacy, especially the crucial role of the Pope in maintaining the Church's unity and as the guarantor of orthodoxy. I highly recommend this book to anyone interested in Catholic ecclesiology who wants to understand the ongoing debates about authority and tradition in the Church. It is hoped that this book will soon be translated into Spanish and other languages. It is now available in its original language, English, and in Portuguese, Heresia Disfarçada de Tradição. We hope that it will help to enlighten the minds of those who are authentically seeking accurate answers to the most burning issues in the Church at this time. Enrique Soros. Exaudi.